trumpet shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use this shampoo.
The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake, where those nerves I'm never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cake, that's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two, they're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Way, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens keep a dreaming, those dreamy dreams, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box, back coat, and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who can't you care those stumbling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Now every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sign? I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how can you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Doo Wah Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will do. Wah Diddy. Well, I didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those no good lies, with a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50. PDQ, rose of red, and violet of pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't care. She's got backbones of butter beans, ham hocks, and turnip greens. You and me and New Orleans, and that's what I like about the style.
Last Thursday at the Harris's began just like any other ordinary day. Phil arose bright and early around 12:30. And as we drop in on him now, he's standing in front of the bathroom mirror preparing to shave.
Ah, good morning, filthy. You monster, you.
Good morning, Daddy.
Oh, hello, kids.
Can we watch you shave, Daddy?
Oh, you want to watch me shave? Sure. Sit right down.
You see, Phyllis, I told you he couldn't resist an audience.
What do you mean? Your daddy's a pretty handsome-looking guy. Well, ain't I?
You better agree with him, Alice. He's got a razor in his hand.
Now, cut that out. One wise guy in the family's enough.
What kind of shaving cream is that?
Fitch shaving cream.
What kind of lotion is that?
Fitch aftershave lotion.
What kind of hair tonic is that?
Fitch ideal hair tonic.
Poor Daddy. They own him body and soul.
Gee whiz, my whiskers are tough this morning. I wonder what's wrong.
Daddy, you're shaving your chin strap.
Now look, kids, will you get on downstairs and leave me alone? Go on downstairs.
All right.
Why do those kids have to heckle me? I have enough trouble with their mother. Good morning, beautiful. How you beautiful dove, you. Good morning.
Phil, you ought to be ashamed of yourself getting up this late. Look at the kitchen clock.
Yeah. It's got one hand over its left eye and the other one
Phil, that's a quarter of...
Don't help me. Let me figure it out for myself.
Oh, this is ridiculous, you staying in bed till noon.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? It's disgraceful. Look at other men.
Well, I do, but somehow they don't appeal to me.
Oh, you're impossible. You don't know what hard work is. Why, when I make a picture, I get up every morning at 7 a.m.
Sure you do. You got to. Them pictures you make can't stand the heat of day.
Phil Harris, I've had just about enough out of you. I wait breakfast for you 2 hours, and then when you do come down, you have the nerve to criticize my pictures. I won't stand for it, you hear? I won't stand for it.
Alice. Honey, how come you never married that other guy?
What other guy?
You know.
My time is your time. Your time is not that my time.
Very funny, liver lips. Now, get out of here.
Well, wait a minute. What about my breakfast?
Get out, you animated ham hock.
But, Alice...
Get out of this house.
Oh. Alice...
I told you to get out of here.
I can't.
Why not?
You chased me into the broom closet. Imagine a pretty thing like me having to come downtown for breakfast. Well, this diner don't look too bad. Gee, there ain't nobody in there.
How do you do? Isn't this lovely weather for Chicago?
Chicago? What's the matter with you, bub? This is California.
It is?
Of course it is.
I told the boss not to build a diner behind the super chief.
Look, don't make with the jokes, will you? Bring me a cup of coffee.
We got some lovely rhubarb pie.
No, just coffee.
Just coffee?
That's right.
You mean you don't want no rhubarb pie?
No, just coffee, that's all.
Very well. Some people are so neurotic.
Hi, Curly.
Frankie. Hey, what are you doing in here?
I come in to get my guitar a cup of coffee.
Your guitar a cup of coffee?
Yeah, it had a bad night. Come home this morning with a strange mandolin.
Oh. Stop it, will you? Stop it.
Hey, what are you doing in this one-arm joint? Ain't the movie star feeding you no more?
Nah, we had a little beef.
Beef? What's wrong?
I don't know. She gets this way every year around Academy Award time.
Oh, yeah. I've seen where Frederick March beat her out again. But you know, Curly, the trouble with you is you're handling Alice all wrong.
What do you mean?
Why don't you get smart? Do like that James Mason in Pictures. Go home and beat her with a cane.
Oh, Frankie, stop it. This kid's Irish. I ain't fooling with her around St. Patrick's Day.
Well, look, Curly, I got a better idea. I've been meaning to take a little camping trip for a long while now. Why don't you and me take a couple of days off and really rough it?
Rough it?
Yeah, maybe do a little fishing.
Well,
sure. And a few days away from home will show Alice you ain't tied to her apron string.
Hey, wait a minute, Frankie. You ain't the guy that writes Kate Smith's talks, are you?
Who do I look like, Tom Collins?
Show me one.
Now, think of it, Curly.
Curly, I knew that wasn't going to get nothing when we put it in.
This fella can clean up after we leave. It'll be just the two of us fighting nature in the roar.
Yeah, where would we go?
Well, we could pitch a tent up around Sepulveda Dam.
But, Frankie, that's only a few miles from Hollywood, and you know there ain't no wildlife around Sepulveda Dam.
Oh, no? Have you seen some of the things in our drinking water?
Sure, but you pour a little bourbon in it, and they curl up and die.
Now, look, Curly, this is your chance to show Alice who's boss. You go home and get ready, and I'll meet you up by the dam at 5 o'clock.
Okay, Frankie, I'll see you up there at 5.
Thank you.
An old saying goes, it's what you do with what you've got that counts. And so it is with your hair. It's the way you care for it that makes the big difference. If you want to keep your hair thoroughly clean, soft, and shining with sparkling highlights, use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. For Fitch contains a special reconditioning action that beautifies as it cleanses. This action works for all colors and textures of hair in hard or soft water. And it's so gentle it will not harm even a baby's tender scalp. Fitch's reconditioning process adds a soft and shining radiance to the natural beauty of your hair and leaves it ever so easy to manage. Fitch Shampoo has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal. So use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly and make the most of your hair. See how its new radiance perks up even your most becoming hairdo. Fitch is spelt F-I-T-C-H.
Doing by that hall closet?
Well, I'm getting some things together. Me and Frankie's going on a camping trip.
Oh, that's nice.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a fine idea.
Well, you don't understand, woman. I'm going out and face nature in the raw.
Won't that be a little chilly?
I don't mean that. Me and Frankie are camping up by Sepulveda Dam.
Oh, Phil, that's only a 20-minute walk from here.
Well, there's plenty of woods up that way. And I'm meeting Frankie there at 5 o'clock.
When are you leaving?
Right now.
Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. It ain't going to do you no good to try and talk me out of it.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it.
Well, here I go.
Go ahead and close the door. You're letting the cold air in.
Oh. Well, goodbye.
Phil, you're still inside.
Oh. Oh, so I am. Well... goodbye.
Goodbye, Phil.
Well, I'm on my way. Gosh, it almost broke that kid's heart to see me leave. She put up a brave front, though. Well, Harris, here you go. Marching into the wilderness just like Nelson Eddy in all of them pictures. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon show you 10,000 more.
You're humming, Mommy?
Why, you know that one, Alice. I've sung it to you many times.
Oh, yes. It's that song with the funny name.
That's right, honey. It's all about a little place in Ireland called Glacamora.
Brook
walked along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling to the lane. How I think in blood this fine day.
Is Phil there?
Why, no, Frankie. He just left to meet you up by the dam.
Gee, that's too bad. I ain't going to be able to make it.
You're not?
No, my girl won't let me go. We're making fudge tonight. Well, maybe some other time. So long, Alice.
Oh, but Frankie. Oh, he hung up. Now, Phil's going to be up there all alone. Oh, I hope he'll be all right. He's such a baby.
Groceries!
Who's that?
It's me, Miss Faye, Julius Abruzio.
Well, Julius, aren't you awfully late with the groceries today?
Yeah, my motor scooter broke down coming up the hill.
Oh, that's too bad. What was the trouble?
Well, it was in, if you'll excuse the expression, the rear end.
Just put the groceries over there, Julius.
Okay. Well, goodbye, Miss Fay. I'll see you next Thursday.
Goodbye. Oh, Julius.
Yeah?
I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
A favor? Fair lady, my title and my lands are yours to command. I read that in Ivanhoe.
Well, look, Mr. Harris went up by the Sepulveda Dam on a camping trip, and I want him to come home, and I wonder if you could help me find him when you finish your grocery route.
You want a piece of advice?
What?
Leave well enough alone. He may never come back.
No, I'm serious.
Well, you better wear some hiking clothes. It's pretty rugged up there.
I will. Thank you, Julius.
Okay, Miss Fay. I'll be back in a couple of hours and go with you. Till then, farewell, soulmate.
Ooh, gosh, it's getting cold up here, and this fire ain't much help. Gee, it's almost 8:30. I wish Frank would show up with that tent. Uh-oh, there's something in those bushes. Whatever it is, it's coming this way. Frankie?
Howdy, partner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just sitting here waiting for a friend.
Oh, don't apologize, old-timer. I meet a lot of hobos in these here hills.
Hey, you're a cowboy.
Well, I was. I come out here looking for work and pictures and went busted. What you cooking on that fire? Some gullion?
No, I was just roasting a marshmallow.
Oh.
Say, cowboy, where you from?
Texas. The folks back in Abilene said to me, Rusty, why don't you take your horse, your guitar, and your cowboy outfit, go up to Hollywood and make a name for yourself?
Oh, I see.
So I took my horse, my guitar, and my cowboy outfit and showed up here at one of the big studios. And they gave me a part.
What did you play?
A Nazi spy.
Hey, what was that?
Oh, just a coyote telling his trouble to the moon.
Gee, I didn't know there was animals up here.
Why, sure. Say, I'm feeling kind of lonely tonight. Mind if I set a spell?
No, I'd be glad to have you. Go right ahead.
Think I'll strum my guitar here and sing me a song. It's about a little blue-eyed gal I left back home.
Gee, blue-eyed gal. Alice has got blue eyes, too.
Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who'll be sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of her only, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. When the cold, cold shadows fall around me, won't you come love and show just one tear and say to the strangers around you, is the heart you have broken lies here. Oh, I'm going to die of my blue eyes. The sea. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
Well, I got to get along now, partner. Hope it cheered you up a little.
What'd you say, Rusty?
I said I got to be getting along here. I hope it cheered you up a little.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure did, Rusty. I feel 100% better now.
I figured you would.
Say, do you really have to be going?
Yep. Well, so long.
So long, Rusty. Gee, what a night, and Frankie ain't showed up. Oh, I'm going to quit this. I wonder if I ought to go home. No, Alice would only laugh at me. Oh. Oh, there's them coyotes again, or maybe it's a mountain lion. I ain't been this scared since they started drafting fathers. Well, I'm just going to try to stick it out for another hour.
Say, we've been searching these woods for half an hour now.
Yes, I wonder where Phil could be.
Hey, maybe he was set up by wolves.
No, Julius, they never eat their own kind.
Hey, you know, Miss Faye, in them hiking boots and that hunting jacket, you look just like a man.
A man?
Yeah, but something deep within me tells me different.
Julius, suppose you and I split up.
You mean forever, soulmate?
No, I mean you go that way and look for Phil, and I'll circle around over there by that clump of bushes.
Okay. Whoever finds him first can let out a coyote howl.
All right.
Be careful now.
Oh, dear, I wonder where Phil can be. Maybe I better... Uh-oh, there he is now over by that fire. Gee, he must be awfully frightened. He's trying to bury his head in the sand. Well, I better go over and make sure it's him before I let Julius know.
Uh-oh. There's something coming through those bushes. Is it a man? No, it walks more like a duck. Oh, that's some kind of a horrible beast.
Well, here it goes. I hope Julius hears this.
Good, guys, it's a coyote on his hind legs. Please get moving.
Phil! Phil, watch out for that tree.
Ooh.
Oh, my. He knocked himself out.
Oh, my head. Where am I?
You're home, Phil.
Home?
Yes, Julius and I found you in the woods and brought you back.
Oh, honey, it was awful.
I know, Phil.
I got out in them woods and Frankie didn't show up, see? And then about 22 coyotes jumped me.
22?
Yeah, 22 of them. I fought them off for an hour single-handed until a big one with blonde hair let me have it from behind with a blackjack.
Blackjack?
Yeah. Great big blackjack. And then they ate all my marshmallows.
Oh, you poor thing. You're mommy's little hero.
Yes, I am.
Now, look, you stay here, and I'll go out in the kitchen and get you a nice glass of hot milk.
No, no. No, now, don't do it. You ring for Sissy. Let her get it.
But why?
I'm afraid to get off your lap.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Friday marks the official arrival of spring, when we all blossom out in something new. But remember, even if you greet spring in the most fashionable new outfit, you won't look well-groomed if you have unsightly dandruff on your hair or shoulders. So, why risk embarrassment? Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, the shampoo that removes dandruff completely the first time you use it. It's the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Fitch penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving all traces of dandruff. Then it forms a rich, snowy white lather to float it away. Yes, Fitch dissolves and floats dandruff away. Use Fitch shampoo for hair that's dandruff-free and sparkling clean. Get ready for spring. Buy an economical bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at drug or toilet goods counters, or have professional applications at beauty or barber shops.
Before we say goodnight, Alice and I want to thank the editors of Radio Mirror for those swell color shots and a great write-up in the April issue. It was great, fellas, and believe me, we appreciate it. Also, our special thanks to Bob Atcher.
Good night.
Good night.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Bob Mosier and Joe Connolly, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Tetley, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.